Welcome to Joint Laughter. Let's talk about cannabis, friends, and living your best life.
Hey, you're here with Les
and Jess.
And I'm going to start this off with a story. Me and Jeremy were at a New York pizza place.
Where? When did you go there? Wait. When did you go to New York? Huh?
We go to New York. We like New York.
They have their own plane. They can go anywhere they want to. New York, Costa Rica, whatever. Tomato, tomato. Hey, you know, it's Thursday. Okay, we just went. We're going to go to Costa Rica tomorrow. Want to come? Yeah. When are you going to be back? Oh, probably Friday. Not fair.
I was sitting in this pizza place, and I'm like, oh, this is a good pie. Jeremy's like, looks at me and goes, don't ever say that again.
I back him.
Then I got my 23andMe DNA test done, and I'm 2.1% Italian, so now I'm allowed to say pie.
Oh, God, I hate it. I don't get it.
Can you imagine every time I'm going out for pie?
Oh, God, I don't like it. I don't think it sounds right. That doesn't even sound right. You got cheese on it. You got tomato sauce. You've got dough. You've got, well, I guess dough would go with pie. Well, you got black olive. You don't put that in a pie. Why does that have to be called a pie? It sounds dumb.
I don't know. You'd have to ask my ancestors.
How much Italian are you?
2.1.
2.1 what?
2.1.
2.1 millicubes?
Percent of me. Probably my hair.
What's the rest of you?
My mom thinks I get curly from somewhere. What's the rest of me? Oh, I'm mainly Scandinavian. That's where I get my height.
Oh, yeah. I can see the Scandinavian. Mm-hmm. That's where I think your hair comes from.
There you go, Mom.
Oh, today at the salon. Okay, so today at the salon, I got the honor of doing not just Leslie's hair, but her mom's hair, too. And I also coordinated their appointments together. What a fun time. See, Les sticks up for my mom and I stick up for her mom. And that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I take notes, which is why I have all kinds of post-it notes around me about what to talk about in today's episode. How about what pisses us off? How about that?
Okay, let's start with that. What I would think, one of the number one things that I think just irks me, when you are on a commercial plane and the people behind you, a row or two rows behind, try to rush forward two rows. You're leaving two people in front of
Rude.
Me.
Rude.
You bought the seat behind me. Sit back behind me.
Right.
Stay. Now, I get it. If you're like late for a flight, but you say, excuse me, I'm.
Exactly.
No, you don't just push your way forward.
Right. And you can tell when they're doing it, when they're late. Because usually when people are late for a flight, they're like, I'm so sorry, but on my flight. And usually people are pretty considerate about that.
And I've had flight attendants say, we have people that are trying to connect for a flight that they're late for. And so, please be seated until we can get these people off the plane.
That's a great, I love it when airlines do that. I love it when they do that, but they don't all do that. You and I both travel a lot. We both can probably tell you horrific airport stories, which we will, but it just happened to us coming back from Austin. My mom and dad, who are, you know, they're still hip to be square, but they're in their 70s and they're two rows behind us. And they said, so Dana and I, we were able to exit, but there's a protocol, you know, the first, it goes first class first, and they go aisle one, aisle two, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows it. But to rush from the back and try to take out my 70-year-old parents, well, my dad, I was very proud of him. He stood his big old body in the way and let my mom go forward. But not before these four jack-offs rushed them. I hate that. You're right. That pisses me off too, Les. God. Yeah. Now I can't even do this episode anymore.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah. How about this one? How about when you're in a restaurant and you're trying to eat your dinner, okay? And there's somebody blowing their nose. They're blowing their nose. You hear, I'm like, you couldn't go to the bathroom to do that. You can hear chunks coming out.
Oh, gross. Come on.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about this? Let me be the devil's advocate. You're at the restaurant and you're eating. So say we're at the seafood cellar in Crystal River. Got beautiful crawfish, spicy. your nose will run. So you've got to wipe your nose as you're eating this, right? So what about that?
How do you feel? Wiping your nose and blowing chunks are two different things. I rather know I'm dipping my food in blue cheese and on someone's boogers. Okay. So now, if you're going to order something spicy, you want to sit by the bathroom door.
Okay.
And there's also, but there's ways to be kind of quiet when you're blowing that schnoz. You know, you can be kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Like I've been known to go under the table to do it.
Is that really why you're going under the table?
Good one. But okay, no, seriously, excuse yourself. I mean, but I've too many times I have been in a restaurant and I'm hearing, you can hear it. You can hear what's going into the tissue. And why does everybody open up their tissue to see what they blew out? Why? Why?
I don't know, but you're going to make me gag.
There's going to be little men in there waving to you back. There's where my remote control went. What are they looking for? Why are they opening up their tissue? It's going to be bugs.
Okay, so how about this? Farts versus sneezes.
Oh, well, that's a huge. Are you sure you want to go there with this? The fart versus the sneeze?
Like, I mean, you can sneeze in public. I mean, you're supposed to cover your nose, isn't but can something? You just fart in public?
Isn't
Jeremy
that,
does.
That's deep. That's heavy. Okay, I'll tell you my opinion first on that, and then you do yours, okay? We got a good old fart. Someone's farted, okay? why is fart so... Excuse you. Leslie, God.
Jesus.
Anyway, so my mom recently said to me, she said, I don't know why farts aren't more accepted. I mean, they're a natural body function. I said, probably because mom, it's the release of fecal matter throughout the air. So you want someone's shit, like say someone crop dusts you in a store and you walk through it and you smell it. And everybody knows when you've walked through a crop dust and you're actually wearing the person's poop on your face or wherever it lands on your body. That's why you do not.
It's gross.
You cover your toothbrushes in your bathroom because flushing the toilet releases fecal matter through the air. So farts, and I also said to mom, you see this beautiful woman, and she's walking down the aisle or whatever, coming toward, yeah, and she rips a fart. Doesn't that just completely destroy the beauty? And then you got the ghastly odor, okay? Nobody wants to
know what you ate.
Right.
Yeah. But if you sneeze, it's also gross if you don't cover your nose.
Exactly. Why is a sneeze so accepted? Because it's a horrible sound, too.
I don't think it's accepted. If you're not covering, like in sneeze into your elbow.
And that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Sneezing into your elbow. Because what is the elbow stopping? Do you know that sneezes come out at 80 miles per hour? Yeah, I bet. See, I can tell you didn't. They do. So they're going to plaster whatever wall's the closest to them or the person walking by. Yesterday, I was getting a pedicure. And the guy doing my feet, he had to sneeze. So he turns his head to the side and he sneezes all over the neck, the lady doing the pedicure
at the next week.
And I don't know why she didn't look up and go, my God, you know, you sneezed all over me. But she didn't. I would have been pissed. So you tell me. I don't know. But I didn't even say why the sneeze is accepted. It's a horrible noise, a horrible sound. It's wet.
Yeah.
And it can also zap you in the face. How about you, Les?
Yeah, I agree with both. I know that when you sneeze, sometimes you can't help it.
You can't help sneezing.
But cover your face.
Yes. Do your
diligence. It comes out your mouth, out your nose.
You do due diligence. Also, how about this, though? When people hold their nose, they hold in their sneeze.
Oh, I don't know. That to
that
me,
blows your brain.
That would hurt to me.
It hurt. You're not supposed to. So really, we really need to be more considerate of our sneezes because they're going to happen rapidly. Let's just face it.
I sneeze. I'm a habitual sneezer. I sneeze and sneeze and sneeze.
I wish I could do that. Do you know if you burp, fart, and sneeze at the same time, it's equivalent to an orgasm?
No, but I'm going to try. I'm going to start smelling pepper.
You could also kill yourself.
Oh, well, then maybe I won't. Another thing that irks me, pisses me off, is when you're going down the road, you got someone side by side driving the same friggin' speed. You're in the passing lane. You fuck. Pass,
gas,
get over. I can't stand that.
Oh my God. It makes you want to, it makes you, it, it's why their are you fault in the if fast you lose
lane?
Your mind.
Why are you in the fast
right,
lane?
Right, right.
If you're going to go the same speed as the person next to you, just move over. Get behind. Are you such an arrogant asshole that you can't just get behind them that you can't get in front of them. You don't want to speed, so you ride alongside of them. I don't understand that theory. I don't want anyone riding alongside of me for a long distance anyway, because I always think, like,
I need a change of scenery.
If they lost a flat tire or lost control of the car, or you know what I mean? I don't want someone riding right alongside of me ever.
I get bored. Move over, Rhode Island. Beat it. I want to see a different state. Can you please explain to me what's it called when you're driving to work and you have different people in the car with you and they've got that, what's it called?
Carpool?
The carpool lane. Can you please explain that to me?
Well, it's supposed to be for people that are going to work, I guess, opposed to maybe traveling.
So they're allowed to haul ass because there's more than one person, but we're not. We have to do the speed limit, but they're allowed to go over here and haul ass because there's like four people in the car all going to the same place.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. Just like no seatbelts and buses. What the heck? No seatbelts and buses.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Especially school buses.
Yeah. There are kids. What? The kids can't go flying? They can go flying.
Yeah, they're probably going to be the first one to fly.
You'd think that there would be a mandatory seatbelts in buses. Can anyone explain that to us?
What about car seats? You have to be 8 years old in a car seat with your parents.
That poor 8 year old.
But you're on a school bus and you don't have any car seats. So they're the same theory.
An 8 years old in a car seat? God. That's like wearing underoos at 30. It's like this stupid. It's dumb. Way, way overdone. Way overplayed. That's our world. That's our country. That's our country. Mm. You know, let's just overprotect. Let's not teach our kids to
We didn't even have cars.
You have a set of balls.
Give your kid a helmet and wish them luck.
And helmets with the bicycles. Come on. Some of my best injuries, some of my best learning tools was from hitting my head on the sidewalk. From no helmet. I mean, I learned a lot.
Oh my God.
You guys, and anyone listening, but today I went to go get some wine on my way over here to the Joint Laughter Studio. And I went in and I went into the roughest liquor store you could think of. Why I stopped at that one, I have no idea. I like the Publix, but I went in that one and I have a romper on that shows a little too much boob. And I have some double-sided tape to keep the boob thing covered, and it failed me. So, pew, there they are. And I walked in, and everyone's staring, and I walked to grab my wine, and I walked up to the counter. I'm smiling like, hello, how's everyone? Hi, hello. You make an eye contact, and I put my wine
They're up. Not looking at your eyes.
I guess I get that part now. And there's these little thing of a tray of lighters, which are the torch kind. You know, they're great. And I said, oh, these are the best lighters ever. I love to light my candles with these. And the guy behind the counter said, those are for your crack pipe. And I went, oh, okay. Well, I like to light my candles with them. And then I
didn't know there's a special lighter for crack pipes.
It's a torch-like thing. Oh. Have you seen the new lighters that were like torches?
No.
Well, they're great. And they really,
candles.
You know, when the candle's down to the bottom and you get all the soot all over your knuckles because you're trying to reach the wick and you just can't, you don't have the long nose. Well, that torch thing blasts it. So I like to get that.
Okay.
So I recommend the crack pipe. I recommend everyone grab a crack pipe lighter. Yeah. And
if you can't find one, make sure you ask for the crack pipe lighter.
Go to the junkiest liquor store you can find. They'll have them.
What else irks you?
What else? So I am a stylist and I'm an independent contractor. So every week I go to my Salon Centric. And if any of you girls are listening, I'm sorry, but I'm sure it annoys you too. And they don't go for bags anymore. They like to say, since COVID, and it's not just Salon Centric, it's a lot of stores. Have you had this problem? They say, oh, we're going green. We're you know.
You have to carry everything out individually.
That's what you have to do if you don't purchase a bag every time. It's $1.25 for a bag. If you want a plastic bag, which they say the reason why they don't have bags anymore is because they don't want to hurt the environment with plastic bags. However, they'll sell you one for 85 cents. Okay. So I usually spend, each of my stylists in my salon, we spend a good $200 to $300 a week on salon supplies. Little things like 50 some items. And if you don't bring your bag back, they said, well, you could bring your bag back. We don't have time for that shit.
Right.
So we get $1.25. So I'm sick of it. It's not just salon-centric. If I'm going to spend $300 a week in your store, give me a mother effing bag.
Or carry all the shit for me individually yourself.
Even that, no, it goes all over my truck, developers and this and color tubes and blah, 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 blah. It's not just there, though. Yeah. It's also, I remember DSW, when I went there to go shopping, they weren't going to give bags anymore. So they went, and you buy three pairs of shoes, you have these three boxes of,
right.
You
walk out. What are you going to do with it?
And it doesn't look attractive either when you walk out of a store carrying, you look so much better when you walk out in your heels and your shopping bags. You look more like Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman. Not when you can't see over the top of the boxes. Give me a mother effing
like you're working
bag.
In the stock room.
Yeah. Have you had that problem yet with no bags?
No.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I would say another thing that I get all the time is the unnecessary tipping. Like, Okay, so where are we? Where's the line on tips? So do we tip out every cashier? At the grocery store or Walmart or Subway? They have the tip jars everywhere. I get it, but I'm not sure where the line is.
COVID created this. Another COVID thing. COVID. God bless you. You're right, though. It's like, so.
So you tip your hairdresser. You tip your masseuse.
Yes.
You tip, your esthetician. There are certain services. Do you tip your trash man every week? I know you might give a Christmas gift or something, but they're working a lot harder than someone makes.
Right.
Really? So where do you draw the line? Like,
well,
where
McDonald's,
do you tip?
They pay very well. So here's the situation. We already know it's going to be a big argument, but some people definitely deserve tips and some people like what? Like, so we went to get two Thirst Busters. Well, they're not Thirst Busters. We went to Panera Bread to get two drinks. They hand you a cup and a lid, but before you stop at the kiosk and you yourself type in what you want. You take it up there. They hand you a cup and a lid, and then you take it yourself over to get your beverage. And it says on there, tip. What would you like to tip? 15%, 20%. For what? For what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, where is the line, though?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Where is there going to be one? Is this the new world?
Do we not only make a salary, but a tip for everything?
No, because no one will be able to afford to live. We already can't afford groceries. No, we can't.
That's my point.
And just like going through Dunkin' Donuts, I'll always give at least a dollar, and I'll they don't even look you in the, not everybody, but I've had some situations where I'll say, here, I want you to have this. They don't even look you in the eye. They take it and put it in their tip jar, and it's almost like it's expected. We don't have to tip you. I do it anyway, though, because, I do. I want to be nice.
Okay, so then you'll do it there. Do you tip at Subway? Do you tip at McDonald's?
No.
Do you tip at, okay.
No. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, where do you draw the line? I don't really eat any of those places.
Well, it's the same thing about you're back to school shopping. You're already spending a fortune, especially if you have more than one kid. And then you want to donate this, you want to donate that.
Do you want to round up to...
Yeah, well, the roundup, the change thing, I'm all about because I don't want loose coins in my purse. So yeah, I do want to round up, but I'm not giving you paper. You can have the coins. The paper stays in the purse. Nobody wants dirty ass coins.
Oh my gosh!
And they don't give you time to open your wallet before you're shoving that freaking receipt at you.
Oh boy!
And don't you hate it when they give you the receipt with the dollar bills and they fold it and then you don't have time to separate the dollars to put it nice and tidy in your wallet?
No. I don't. You should see my purse.
You should see it mine too.
Mike is so not like
I got
that.
Coins in it with gum stuck to it. I'll pull the gum off and say, here you go. Or I'll pull the gum off and put it in my mouth. Okay. Have you seen people driving in their car by themselves with a mask on?
I've seen people walking down the, or running on the bike path and stuff with the mask. I'm like, so you're running and the mask alone?
Wouldn't it be funnier if they fell over, the heat exhaustion. So, ooh, that would be really funny.
That was a horrible move.
Yeah, dummy.
I just think it's weird.
I think it's deserved.
So bizarre. To each their own, I guess. Yeah. To each their own.
Hey, but we would love to hear what you all have to say about what makes you pissed off. Give us something. We love it.
jointlaughter@gmail.com and jointlaughter.com is subscribe to that page and
Instagram.
Yeah.
Facebook. And YouTube. Leslie and Jeremy are also going to do a real live porn. Just showing everyone what kind of moves you can do to stimulate one another.
Oh my God.
Demonstrating.
That would have to be on our Patreon.
What's that book called about sex? What's that book called about sex positions? You know,
the tantrum.
Was it
the tantrum sex?
What she just said. And they're going to demonstrate different positions that the ancient ones did. And the sky people.
I'm not high enough for this. The sky people. Okay, so no, we're not going to have any sex.
We're going to have a pleasure party. Billy Klein is going to come on, and she will advise some certain toys to use for certain things.
So reach out to us if you guys are looking for something that you want us to talk about. We will gladly do it, and we are not embarrassed to ask anything or find out anything, so we are your peoples.
And Dildo Dave will be back for another.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably a call in. Let's see. He wants to drive up here from, what's it called? Palmetto. So, yeehaw!
All right. And that is it for today. Thank you, everyone.
This is that feel good music. Keeps your body moving at the speed of sound. From